go.
Pretty good start for Williams in the second half, I'd say. He's now up to 5 catches for 165 yards, and his athleticism really showcased, obviously on the screen, but also that catch. He underthrown ball, comes back to it, and then he made a move. It's hard for me to describe, but it was stop on a dime like a joystick and then just breezes into the end zone. He just looks different.
Yeah, he was a sensation last year, and especially as we talked about in the first half of the season, as Tolte's kick will not be returned, as this one sails well beyond the reach of Vinny Anthony, back line of the end zone. We mentioned that with Williams, that he hurt Wisconsin, hurt a lot of teams early. First 7 games, 31 catches, 649 yards, 7 touchdowns. The final 6 games, just 17 catches, 216 yards, and a touchdown. So talk to people around here, that's his next step, to be able to sustain that over the course of an entire season. Just a sophomore. So here we go. Danny O'Neill and company out there out of the pistol on first down. The handoff goes to Dylan Jones up the middle. He'll move the stack up across the 30. Good, powerful run from Jones up to the 33-yard line on a gain of 8.
And Renfrow back in again at center. So, you know, kind of stabilize things a little bit. And that was the first real good push that we've seen. And give Dylan Jones a little bit of room. And is able to pick up a nice chunk on first down.
Second down and 2. Mikel Crowdis in the game now, slot to the right for Wisconsin. Transfer from first Kentucky, then Hawaii. Vinny Anthony wide to the right. And now a little reverse action here as Anthony pops it back to O'Neill. And a throw over to Dylan Jones. He'll make the catch across the 35-yard line up to the 38. Not quite as smooth as was operated by Alabama, but they will move the sticks as LT Overton a little slow to get up. So they try it, a handoff to Dylan Jones. They show a reverse to Anthony, popped it back to O'Neill, and they do get a first down out of it to the 38-yard line of Wisconsin.
Well, the big play there, Vinny Anthony did a great job of blocking it. There was a corner coming hard down that was going to drill O'Neill. Vinny Anthony did a nice job of kicking him out.
The 38 of the Badgers, first and 10, as O'Neill drops the throw, four-man rush. Danny looks, takes a shot, left side, wants Vinny, and he pulls it down. No, broke it up by Zabian Brown just inside the 20-yard line of the far side. Brown, the sophomore corner out of Santa Ana, California, getting in there in time to break up that shot play, the pass intended for Vinny Anthony at second and 10.
Oh, great protection. Brunner came over and helped out Malman, mauled his man down to the ground, and Vinny Anthony had his man beat by a few steps. That ball was underthrown a little bit. I thought there was early contact on that. Obviously, no flag, so no call, but really good route by Vinny, just a little underthrown.
And a timeout taken by Alabama as it was having some personnel issues there. So the Tide burning a timeout, their first of the half. We have 9:34 left in the third quarter. 35-7, Alabama leading Wisconsin, as we'll keep it here.
Was that being a little bit of a homer there, do you think? Did it not feel like Vinny had a great route? It's basically just a fly route down the left, down Alabama sideline, the left sideline. And the ball was underthrown. Yeah. As he came back, I mean, it felt like there was some contact. I think had O'Neill been able to get a little more loft under, that's a touchdown. And unfortunately, he was unable to do that. And there was contact, but nothing got called.
He had a beat, no doubt.
So you're saying I was a little bit of a homer?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Okay.
It's all right.
It's fair.
Terrible no call. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 38-yard line. Dylan Jones wide right now in motion as they'll give it to him as he'll run it off the left side up to the 45-yard line. Well, the Badgers just trying to find any kind of space they can here and hitting the edges. We saw that a week ago. It'll be a third down and about 3 for Wisconsin, just shy of the Badgers' 45-yard line.
And the key there, you bring Trechke Kahuna off on the other side of it. Just try to get those linebackers to move a half a step or to move their eyes, and that gave you a little bit more room off that left side, and a nice pickup setting up a third manageable.
Slot left, slot right, O'Neill under his center, Jake Renfrow. And now he'll drop into a shotgun formation. Jones is to his right. Snap to O'Neal, and play is stopped. Penalty markers fly. Ran out of time, I believe.
Snap infraction on the offense, number 57. 5-yard penalty. It is third down.
So third and three becomes third and eight. Talked about trying to get into more manageable third downs. They were until they weren't.
Yeah, we've discussed that already, how Patrick talked coming out of the break. You need to stay third and manageable, and unfortunately, when we have, we've kicked ourselves in the keister.
From the Wisconsin 40-yard line. Third down and eight. O'Neal in the gun. Three receivers left, one on the right. O'Neal back to throw, and he fires the left side. Lance Mason the catch. He'll get the first down across the 50 into Alabama territory. Xavier Mincy out of the secondary makes the tackle. So a third and eight conversion here for Wisconsin.
Really good job of identifying and picking. Bama brought two extra rushers, and Wisconsin did a really nice job of picking that up, finding it, getting it. O'Neal did a nice job of hanging in the pocket to make that throw and pick up a much-needed first down.
8 minutes left in the third quarter, 35-7, Alabama leading Wisconsin. Jackson Aker in the game, lines up wing on the left side. Trechka Kahuna motions right to left. Here's an end around Tyrell Henry, and trying to work the edge, breaks one tackle, spins inside the 45. Keon Saab will turn him down into the dirt at the 44-yard line of Alabama. So a gain of five. Second down coming up for Wisconsin.
Really good design, and we're seeing a lot of space on these flip-outs back. Unfortunately, Alabama just has so much team speed that they're able to cover ground. That was a nice chunk, but could have been even more. We missed one key block, or that could have been a bigger play.
Pistol formation from the Alabama 44-yard line. Second down and five. Jaden Ballard to the left. Vinny Anthony to the right. Badgers getting organized. Play clock is at five. And Lance Mason slot on the left side. O'Neal quick toss. Anthony will catch. Makes a man miss up the sideline inside the 40. Brought down by the linebacker Deontay Lawson at the 36 of Alabama. First down, Wisconsin.
Nice job there. Wisconsin moved a tackle over. Emerson Mandel actually was over on the left side by Malman. And a really weird-looking formation. You had Cubberly and then nobody. So Alabama has to go to the left side because you're thinking something's brewing, and you throw it back to the right where there's more space for Vinny, and is able to pick up a first down.
And Mandel again tackle over to the left, lining up next to Bowman. Kekahuna slot left, motions right. They'll fake the sweep to him. Here's O'Neal inside the 30. O'Neal gets brought down by the official. Cut him down at the 25-yard line. The umpire just got caught in the heavy traffic. Not a whole lot he could do about it. But now he has a tackle stat. First down, Wisconsin at the 25 of Alabama.
Going to have a couple of bruises, too. O'Neal said he just read that really well. Alabama's flow, because you're seeing so much motion in the backfield. O'Neal sees it and goes, and he puts his helmet down right into the ump, barreled him over, and picked up a first down.
Pistol formation from the Alabama 25-yard line, first and 10. O'Neal hands off to Darion Dupree off the right side. Inside the 25, and Brayson Hubbard closed the gate at about the 21. He was flying in there, was the safety for Alabama. Gain of four, second out and six for Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is finding something here with their tackle over. They keep moving Emerson Mandel over with Riley Malman and coming off the right side. Vinny Anthony really sprung that, but you have a tight end lined up next to the guard, and they've been able to open some things up.
He stays straight up this time. Chris Brooks slot to the left. Lance Mason slot to the right. Darion Dupree, the running back. O'Neal in the gun from the Alabama 21. Snap to O'Neal. Four-man rush. O'Neal throws right side. Picked off by Hubbard inside the 10. Across the 10. Out of bounds he goes. His second pick of the day. And a promising drive blows up on Wisconsin.
Unfortunately, very similar to his first interception. He was looking right. And unfortunately, another easy interception and a great drive until it wasn't.
We'll take a break. 4:56 left in the third quarter. Alabama 35, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Well, brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. And Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team. And at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/Badgers, where your home field and huge success await. 35-7 Alabama, 4:56 left in the third quarter. The Badgers had a really nice-looking drive, 10 plays, 54 yards, but unfortunately, Danny O'Neill throws his second interception, both to Bryson Hubbard. This was after the Badgers were on the brink of getting into the red zone.
And that's a real gut punch. You know, Wisconsin has struggled to move the football all day. They finally have went over 100 yards of total offense in a really good drive, mixing it, running it, you know, doing some really nice things. O'Neill did some nice work with his feet. And unfortunately, you know, you look at it and you watch the replay and you have a hard time kind of understanding where he was going with that football, because Hubbard basically ran the route for him and he threw it right to him. And you know, it's simple up here. You don't have guys screaming at you, but you do wonder where he was going with that football. And things happen very fast when you're playing a much better defense, and I think that's what he made a predetermination, and you can't do that at this level.
Alabama will start at its 13-yard line. Two receivers either side. Cuevas the tight end, motions to the formation. As Simpson will give it up the middle, that's Washington across the 20-yard line and up to the 21. Dre Washington, the ball carrier, fifth-year senior out of Texas. And he gains 8, second down and 2 for Alabama.
And you would think Alabama is now going to slow it down here and run it a little bit. They pull their right guard, and he does a nice job of kind of getting up on Tackett Curtis. And, you know, that unfortunately there, that was nicely done by Alabama on their scheme.
Brooks, Bernard, and Horton all out to the lefts. Bernard will motion to the right out of the pistol. Young in there at running back. Play fake. Simpson throws left side. That's caught by Bernard across the 35 and is steered out of bounds. Ricardo Hallman over there for Wisconsin up to the 40-yard line. Boy, Mason Reiger just couldn't get an angle as he got into the backfield, but just could not get a line to the quarterback.
Oh, I thought he did a really nice job of dipping his left shoulder and created a soft edge on Proctor, who's done a really nice job on him today at left tackle. He's held up better than we all hoped, and he had an opportunity there just enough to shove him by Simpson, and then Simpson delivered another strike.
3:45 left of the third quarter, 35-7 Alabama, first and 10 for the Tide at their own 40-yard line. Under center is Simpson. Play fake. Drops the throw. Drops it off. Washington catches at the 40. 45 to the 50 of Wisconsin. Into Wisconsin territory, I should say. Down to the near the 45-yard line.
And the better part of 15 yards on that little drop off. First and 10, Alabama. Now at the 45-yard line of Wisconsin as they pick up the pace offensively. Washington stays in there at running back. Wazir Brooks, slot to the left. They hurry to the line, but now a look over to the sideline. So they'll work the clock coming up in the final 3 minutes of the third quarter. Isaiah Horton wide left. Jeremy Bernard wide to the right. Simpson gets the snap, hands off Washington up the middle, lowers the pads, and gets driven down. Jameer Latimer getting in there. Allegro as well at the 40 of Wisconsin on a gain of five.
And what Alabama's done a really good job. They get set quickly. Sometimes they go, but they're getting, they're clapping and seeing what Wisconsin's doing pressure-wise.
Second down and five from the Wisconsin 40. Wavis wing on the left side. Brooks and Horton to the left. Now Brooks will motion out to the right. They'll run three of that way, including the tight end Quavis. Empty backfield. Washington out wide left. Play clock is at seven. Simpson takes a snap. Badgers send four. Simpson throws over the middle. Wide open Horton inside the 35-yard line of Wisconsin. That'll be another first down for Alabama at the 34 of the Badgers.
Yeah, the ump almost made another tackle there. It kind of bellowed back in after, again, really good protection, easy pocket, easy pitch and catch. And the Alabama athleticism at the wideout position has been showcasing itself in a pretty big way today.
Boy, it really has. Know about Williams, Jeremy Bernard, certainly a star, Brooks, maybe one in the making. From the 34 of Wisconsin, out of the pistol. Young in the backfield now, behind the quarterback. Brooks motions to the left. Simpson the throw and drops it off the tight to the tight end, Quavis. And he will get it to the 30-yard line. Tyrese Fearbree over there to make the tackle. Gain of four, second out and six for the Tide.
They've gone to that play now a few times. I think that's at least the third time, just trying to get Quavis involved. I think they're saying, well, the receivers are eating. Let's find, make sure we keep everybody happy. A quick screen and get your offensive linemen out on the perimeter, kicking out. Wisconsin did a nice job of rallying to the football there.
Call it the 29 of Wisconsin. They get second out and five for Alabama. Williams to the left. Bernard to the right. Now he loops in motion to the left as Simpson looking to throw, finds Riley out of the backfield. He is stood up by Austin Brown and drives him back. Shy of the 25-yard line. Good work in the open field from the safety, Austin Brown. At the 26 of Wisconsin, third down and two for Alabama.
Yeah, great open field tackle on a little flare route, and he did a fantastic job getting him to the ground short of the sticks.
Isaiah Brooks slot right, Ryan Williams wide to the right, Jeremy Bernard to the left. Now they'll move Brooks to the left slot. 15 on the play clock. Out of the final 10 seconds of the third quarter. Move it up front. Free play for Simpson. He'll throw left side, tipped up, incomplete. Jameer Latimer got a hand in there. They got Wisconsin into the neutral zone. Simpson knew he had a free play, and they'll get a first down via penalty.
5-yard penalty results in a first down.
Kind of had a hunch that was the case, as the, you know, the game clock could run out without the play clock. And at that, whatever, that's kind of the new hip thing to do, is go up there and silent or hard count, try and get it. And unfortunately, Wisconsin bit on that one.
So it'll be at the Wisconsin 21-yard line with 1 second left in the third quarter. First and 10, Alabama. Crimson Tide leading the Badgers 35-7, and Alabama threatening for more. Caleb Edwards, the tight end. Motions left to right, and Simpson will throw it right side. And Edwards inside the 15, drives down inside the 10-yard line. Austin Brown on the tackle as Caleb Edwards, a freshman, makes it first and goal, Alabama, as we hit the end of the third quarter here in Tuscaloosa. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. At the end of three, Alabama 35, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Tackle your heating or cooling project with confidence and save big money with help from Menards. Lower your home's energy bills and keep your HVAC system running efficiently by upgrading your heating and cooling system with new ductwork and accessories. Shop our complete line of ductwork products that will meet your heating and cooling needs in-store and Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Mike Heller with a quick scoreboard update from Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa, where the Badgers trail the Crimson Tide 35-7, just ready to start the fourth quarter. In Big Ten play, number four, Oregon at Northwestern, leading 31-0 inside of 3 minutes in the third. Number 23, Michigan over Central Michigan, 49-3. Nebraska is routing Houston Christian, 45-0. Maryland, the Badgers' opponent next week in the Big Ten opener, leads Towson State 41-0. And a little bit later on, USC on the road at Purdue.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. It's 35-7, Alabama, as we get ready for the fourth quarter at Camp Randall Stadium. Big tradition is jump around. They played Dixieland Delight here. I thought it was going into the fourth quarter, but I don't know.
I might
have some false advertising. I thought that was a big part of things here. We'll find out together. You're familiar with the song, aren't you?
I have, yeah.
Alabama?
It's that. But, yeah. You know, the music selection down here has been pretty good. Unfortunately, the play so far on our end, not as much, but the music has been good. But let's be honest. That Dixieland Delight, whatever else. You'd say a lot. Jump around still rules the jungle when it comes to going into the fourth quarter.
Well, you survey the country. You want to know who's coming in second.
You want to see what's
who's coming in second.
Thinking about getting on the medal stand.
First and goal, Alabama at the 9-yard line. Here goes Scott Ryan Williams. There they have three receivers to the left, including Kevin Riley. The running back now motions into the backfield. Nice. Simpson remains in there at quarterback, takes the snap, looking, sets, pumps, throws, high passing, complete, one at Cuevas. Well covered by Aaron Witt at the 5-yard line of the near side. Second and goal, Alabama, at the 9.
That play there, even though it ended up being an incompletion, has kind of been a little bit of a microcosm of the struggles that we've had today on defense, because I think coming in, we thought that was going to be the key if Wisconsin could pull this major upset off. Their protection has been much better than I anticipated against our front.
He has taken advantage of that as Simpson, 23 out of 26 for 387 yards and 4 touchdowns. Scott motions to the left, reading it, keeping it to Simpson. He'll drop it off to Jeremy Bernard, trying to make something out of nothing. He's going backwards, and he is nabbed behind the line of scrimmage by Austin Brown. If you're Bernard, you can make people miss, and he did, but he was going in the wrong direction, and the Badgers turned that into a good play on for their group. It'll be a third and goal just inside the 15-yard line.
And we're not looking at all these moral victory, any of these things, but what I love there is you're down 28. You have all your starters out there, and a pass, and you saw 10 or 11 white helmets flying to that football to get him down.
Three receivers left, two on the right. Empty backfield at the moment here for Alabama. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 35-7, the Crimson Tide. The tight end, Josh Cuevas, in motion to the left. Snap to Simpson, throws end zone, dropped by Ryan Williams. Had it in his hands. He was covered by Austin Brown. And that's one Williams gets 99 times out of 100. Incomplete pass, and Alabama sends on the field goal team.
Yeah, really a fantastic throw there by Simpson. You said it. Williams is going to come down with that. Another good route. Hit him right in the hands. Fortunately, Wisconsin gets a break there, and Alabama has to settle for a field goal attempt.
Honor Tulte, a 33-yard try from the right hash mark. 61 seconds here into the fourth quarter. The Lions are down. Here's the snap, and the placement made. The kick is in the air, and it is good. So make it 38-7. Alabama will step away. We're going to keep it here, it looks like. No commercial break. 13:56 remaining. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 7.
And the life of a football player, and especially a star like Ryan Williams, he has a monster day going. 5 catches, 165, 2 touchdowns, a 75-yarder, 109 yards after catch. And I can guarantee you one thing. You know what he's going to be thinking about all night?
Yeah.
That drop.
Uh-huh. Well, there you mentioned how good those receivers are. The numbers that Williams has, Horton has been big, Bernard. Simpson, 24 out of 28. 382.
Oh. Nowhere did I see that on today's menu, is that they'd throw for 382. Total yard differential, 442 to 118.
Tulte set to kick off. And the run up, the kick is away, and there will be no return from Vinny Anthony. Badgers again starting at their 25-yard line.
And I really appreciated the drive that Wisconsin, you know, put together, their last offensive drive, because it's been tough sledding all day. They've been kind of kicking ourselves in the foot a little bit with, you know, penalties and not being able to stay manageable third down, and they found a way to really push the ball down the field for really the first time today, and then you throw the interception. So now this is another kind of a gut check. Game is in hand. It's 38-7, but this is where you try to build some positive momentum for the Big Ten opener next week.
Badgers go right to left as we see it in the fourth quarter. Pistol formation. As Danny O'Neill hands off to Darion Dupree, a little spin across the 25. And he'll get to the 28-yard line at a gain of 3. Darion Dupree, the ball carrier, a gain of 3, second down and 7.
And good push. I think, you know, Renfro has been able to get back out here in the second half, and give him a ton of props for doing that. This is not easy. He's fighting through a lot of stuff, and you're seeing a little bit more push in the second half by Wisconsin's offensive line.
Anthony out wide to the right, Jaden Ballard to the left. Pistol set again. On second down, knee-high snap to O'Neill, looking, drifting to his left. Room if he wants it. He'll run it. 30-yard line, angles left, and gets forced to the boundary by Deontay Lawson. Near the marker, maybe just shy of it. It'll be a third down, about a half yard to go at the 34-and-a-half of Wisconsin.
Really nice job there by Riley Mullman, the left tackle, of washing his man down. And it opened up that you ended up seeing O'Neill saw that go down and was able to see the big opening off his left side and was able to pick up a nice 8 or 9 yard chunk.
Backs offset, O'Neill under center, play fake, looking, little drift to his left, now chase to his right, got away from London Simmons. O'Neill throwing, and it's incomplete, intended for Chris Brooks at the 43-yard line of the far side, right by the Alabama bench. Xavier Brown on the coverage, so they wanted to do something there on third and a half a yard. They'll keep the offense out there. Fourth and a half a yard. Badgers just shy of their 35-yard line.
Yeah, they tried to take a shot there, thinking Alabama would sell out to stop the run. And Chris Brooks basically had a one-man route. Give Alabama credit. They covered it. Wisconsin knowing they were going to go for it on fourth down.
So O'Neill back under center, straight eye formation. And he gets the snap. He'll hand it to Jackson Aker, and I'm not sure. Maybe he has it. Yep. They're running up right at the chalk at the 35-yard line, and it is a first down.
How do you always say it? Didn't need much, didn't get much, but got enough. That was a hard fought. Nice job by Aker, just getting his pads down. And I think the nose of the ball just got to where it needed to get another set of downs.
12:15 remaining, 38-7, Alabama, first and 10 for the Badgers. Jaden Ballard and Benny Anthony will come out double wide to the left. They'll get back into the pistol. Three, the running back, and now Darion will shift to the right of Danny O'Neill. Hits the snap, reads, keeps, looks, still looks, whips it to Dupree. High pass incomplete at the 33-yard line. Looked to check it down and just slung it too high. It'll be a second and 10 for the Badgers at their 35.
A little play action, another attempt at a shot opportunity, but give Alabama's defense credit. They're obviously ahead by a bunch. They're going to be playing a little bit softer, but a first down, you're trying to make that big play. You leak out your back late, and O'Neill just missed him.
Kekahuna, slot left, motions right. O'Neill, play fake on second down, steps up, hit as he throws, a shot for Ballard, incomplete at the 25-yard line. O'Neill really got popped. Grayson Hubbard back there in coverage, and it's third and 10 for the Badgers at their 35-yard line.
Yeah, that hurt from up here. It was right in the ribs, and as he was delivering the football, Ballard had a step, but that was one of those where it's really hard to throw a football when you're getting drilled into the side of your ribs like he did on that one. Bounced right back up, but I'm sure that one's going to feel tomorrow morning.
O'Neill, 9 of 15 today for 68 yards, couple of interceptions, three receivers right. Chris Brooks out to the left. Third down and 10 for the Badgers, their own 35-yard line. O'Neill takes a snap. Alabama sends four, and they get to him. O'Neill gets sacked. They'll mark at the 22 or 23-yard line. Yanze Pierre just bursting in there and getting to the quarterback. As Alabama with four sacks here this afternoon.
And that's taking advantage of a inexperienced right side of the offensive line. That was a simple TE stunt where Cubberly is trying to push his three technique over onto Mandel. He was unable to get back, and that allowed the end to loop through and get the fourth sack of the afternoon for Bama.
They mark at the 23 of Wisconsin as Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Cole Adams deep, and he is sent back inside his 25-yard line, and he gets hit right away. That's a good punt coverage work. Jaden Ballard getting down there. That was a 53-yard punt, so we'll go ahead and take a break with 10 minutes and 54 seconds to play. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 7, back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This summer, your wishes take center stage at Wishfest at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Play your favorite games with your Pottawatomie Rewards card all summer for over $1 million in prizes and earn entries into the Wishfest prize drawings on Friday, September 26th. Your entries from July, August, and September all count. Plus, five lucky winners will have their ultimate wish granted. Wish big, win big, only at Pottawatomie. More info online. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Which schools will win the Learfield Director's Cup of the top college athletic programs for the upcoming year? Check out how your favorite school is doing at L Director's Cup on the X platform or online at thedirectorscup.com. Winners announced in June of 2026. The Learfield Directors Cup, powered by NACTA, the crowning achievement in college athletics. 10 minutes, 54 seconds remaining. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 7. Tide has a bye next week, and then we'll make the trip to Athens to take on the Dogs, the Georgia Bulldogs. Badgers back home to open Big Ten play next Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins.
Well, you don't even want to look at the stats because it's obviously one-sided. The score is one-sided, and you know, you take away the big kick return from Vinny Anthony. Offensively today, it's just been very limited, and give Alabama's defense a ton of credit. They have found ways to get pressure. That was the conversation coming into it. They've been able to put pressure on O'Neal when he's dropped back, and Wisconsin continues to just make a few mistakes.
From the 23-yard line of Alabama, first and 10. Come out trips to the right. By the way, freshman linebacker Mason Posa in there as part of the Badgers defense. Here with Tackett Curtis, Jeremy Bernard motions left. The handoff to Riley, trying the left side, and tough sledding there. Stop at the 24, 25-yard line, and that's it. So a second down coming up here for Alabama with 10:40 remaining. Mark of the 25 of Alabama.
I would say if you're looking for bright spots, and I am, 60 yards rushing we've held Alabama to today.
Second down and 8. Simpson gets the snap, hands off to Riley again, and taken down right at the point of attack. There you go, young fella. That's Mason Posa getting in there. We've talked about him in some of our earlier broadcasts, freshman out of Albuquerque, 3-time state champion wrestler, state champion football teams. His dad was 3-time All-American back in his wrestling days at Oklahoma. So it's third down, we'll say 7 for the Tide, just shy of the Alabama 26-yard line. Receivers right, 2 receivers left. Wavis, the tight end, motions left to right. Simpson gets the shotgun snap. Badgers bringing some pressure. Simpson throws. It is dropped by Lazare Brooks. It was open. It was right there, and he couldn't hang on. Why couldn't these guys start doing this in the first half, for crying out loud?
That would have made this a lot more fun for us, but that, again, Wisconsin's front brought a little bit of pressure. Alabama picks it up, and very fortunate the last two big plays that Alabama's wideouts, who we've been raving about all day, have not been able to catch it.
First time today, Alabama is punting as penalty markers fly pre-snap. Blake Dowd, the punter, by the way, for Alabama.
Start on the offense, all 11 players got set. 5-yard penalty, it is fourth down.
That's what happens when you don't have to punt all day. You don't know how to line up and actually go out and execute it.
So they're back to their 21-yard line. Tyrell Henry deep for Wisconsin near the Badgers' 35-yard line. Snap to Dowd, and the kick is away. And Henry signals for the fair catch. He'll make it at the 30-yard line in Wisconsin territory with 9:27 left in the game. That was a 49-yard punt. 9:27 to play. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
No judgment, just supports. 988's Wisconsin Lifeline is free and confidential with trained counselors available 24-7. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.com. 38-7, Alabama leading here in the fourth quarter as we send it downstairs again to Patrick.
Danny O'Neill's stats aren't going to impress anybody today. 68 yards passing, had those two interceptions, missed a few throws. But I think he's probably earning points with his teammates for his toughness today. And, you know, down by 31 points here with 9.5 minutes to go, Coach Fickell came up to him and said, "You good?" And he almost brushed him off as if to say, "Of course I'm good. Like, this is what I'm here for." And he's been hit a lot. He's been under duress. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know if Billy Edwards will be available next week against Maryland. He was questionable for today's status. Went through the full warm-up, which is encouraging. But one thing I think Wisconsin is learning over these last 2 weeks, that while he may not be a gunslinger that's going to get you big yards in today's game, he's earning points with his toughness and proving to his teammates that he belongs on this field.
Well, he really does. No one questions that at all.
There's a lot of things you really like about O'Neal, his toughness, the fact that he has shown that he can run the football, his leadership. But, you know, there's the other stuff, too, that you need to continue to improve on, and that's where Danny, with more experience, is going to need to do.
You know, Billy really wants to play next week with the Maryland Terrapins coming into town, but they have a bye week after that. I mean, you want to be – smart. Luke Fickell's talked about it, to kind of protect Billy from himself. Cade Iacomelli in at running back now, and on first down, the handoff will go to Cade up the middle across the 35-yard line up to the 36 on a gain of 6 for Iacomelli.
And Renfro pulls himself off the ground there as a run right behind him, and Iacomelli picked up 5 or 6 yards there, and I really admire what Renfro is out there doing today. He is gritting this out. You know he's not close to 100%, and he's out here in the fourth quarter down 31.
He'll load up the backfield. On second down from the 34-yard line, handoff Iacomelli again trying the right side, lowers the pads and pumps those legs and got about a yard out of it. And that was it to the 20 to make that the 37-yard line of Wisconsin. Third down and 3 here for the Badgers.
Iacomelli, you have to love his toughness. That was a design play to try to get outside of the offensive tackle, Mandel. Not a lot there, and he just puts his foot in the ground, knowing he's going to get stuck. Continued to drive his legs. That play was probably blocked for nothing, and he at least was able to gain some positive yards.
Shotgun formation. Got Aker wing on the left. Iacomelli, the running back. Kekahuna in motion. And a little shovel pass. Jackson Aker across the 40-yard line. Jackson Aker surges his way to the 45 at a first down. So show a little jet motion look from Kekahuna. A shovel pass to Aker at a first down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, really nice play design. And a nice job by the left side Brunner and Malman of walling their guys down to set up that little shovel. And you put that ball out with your right hand, put it back in the left, a little flip, and Aker is able to barrel down and pick up a big first down.
The tackle over here, Malden and Mandel, same side of the formation. Kekahuna in motion to the right. Here's the handoff to Iacomelli to the 50. Iacomelli down to the 45-yard line. Well, Bark, it looks like just shy of that. So I mentioned this a year ago. Cade Iacomelli averaged better than 8 yards a carry when he had some chances. It wasn't a ton. He's trying to do a little work here in the fourth quarter this afternoon.
A lot of success today in the limited opportunities where we've seen tackles going over. This time, Malman going back over to the side he's played his whole career over on the right side, lining up. Now he's shifting back, but then running opposite to the open side. Wisconsin's found a little something with that.
Second and one, just inside the Alabama 46-yard line is O'Neal looking to throw. Looking, still looking, now pressured, flushed. He'll run for it and gets inside the 45 to the 44. There he gets the first down for Wisconsin. Felt it, but he gets the first down nonetheless.
You know, we just coming back from break, they were talking about his toughness and leadership. He's taken it today.
Yeah,
he's gotten hit, and he's been able to get out and run it. You know, unfortunately, I think the O-line is going to take a little bit of heat with some of the pressures and things, but the coverage in the back end by Alabama has been really strong this afternoon.
Defensive lineman Keon Keeley really popped O'Neal on first down. Here's O'Neal faking the end around. He'll keep it and drive it down near the 40-yard line of Alabama. Doing what they can here. Kelby Collins, the defensive lineman, is Alabama really getting into the depth chart right now. Ball at the 41 of the Tide. Second down and about six here for Wisconsin. Clock is running. 5:47 remaining. 38-7 Alabama. Vinny Anthony to the right. Kahuna and Ballard to the left. O'Neal from the gun, takes the snap, looking to throw, tosses it deep, left side, Jaden Ballard, got it, touchdown Wisconsin. O'Neal to Jaden Ballard. Coverage from Xavier Brown, good concentration from Ballard, good ball from O'Neal, and it's 38-13.
Yeah, really nice protection by everybody up front, and a great job by Ballard of not showing his hands until really late because the coverage was pretty good. He didn't allow him to turn his head, and then Ballard late flashes his hands and was able to win the hand-fighting contest and come down with it. Great throw, nice catch, beautifully executed play.
Nathaniel Vakos on for the PAT. As the Badgers get in for the second time today. A kick return from Vinny Anthony in the third quarter, and then the Danny O'Neal to Jaden Ballard connection as Vakos converts. And let's take a look at the scoring drive brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Seven plays, 70 yards, took 3 minutes and 58 seconds. 5:29 remaining. We'll take a quick break. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 14. This is Badger football from Learfield.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit clarybuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. But what's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Listen to all things college sports, including live games and talk on Sirius XM College Sports Radio, channel 84, and streaming on the Sirius XM app. Danny O'Neill, a 41-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Ballard. We have 5:29 remaining. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 14. Well, you show the, I mean, if you're coaches and you're seeing who's still playing, right? As you got a Big Ten season that starts next week. So,
absolutely. I think a lot of times that gets underlooked, and you know, it's really easy on the outside. Fans can leave and everything else. It's, you're up against it. You want to see how guys react when they're, you know, when they're down. And that was the second half, we've seen Wisconsin's offense do some better things. Unfortunately, a couple of mistakes and it goes the other way, but you're at least seeing the offense move the football, run it a little bit, which we didn't see a lot of in the first half.
Daniel Vaco is set to kick off, and he gets all of this. There will be no return. Back line of the end zone, it goes for another touchback. Well, you go back to those early mistakes. Wisconsin, the first possession, looked like it might have a little something going. They thought they had converted a third down, but a pick play wipes it out, and eventually there's an interception. You stop Alabama on downs, you know, near midfield, and another time you're ready to get off the field on a third down stop, but a late hit.
Yep.
So just those things that underdogs can't do. It has to be in reverse. That's the recipe for a win. And it just got away from him. Austin Mack in at quarterback now for Alabama. Played some last week in their 73-0 win against Louisiana Monroe. And a handoff to A.K. Deere into the line. Another running back, and he's wrapped up by Cooper Catalano at the 30-yard line. Deere, a freshman from Quitman, Mississippi, and brought down by the freshman linebacker Cooper Catalano, and a gain of 5 to the 30 of the time.
And love seeing these young freshman linebackers get out there in a big stage. Now, granted, the game is determined, but you'd love seeing them get this experience in case they're going to be called upon later in this season.
Bama getting into its depth on the offensive line under center. Is Mack. Rico Scott, the receiver, motions to the left. Hand off to Deere again, cutting to his right, and he gets popped. First by Allegro, and then finishing up was Ben Barton at the 34-yard line. Gain of 4, third down and 1 for Alabama with 4:38 remaining.
Well, on a day that there have not been a ton of positives, I've said this numerous times, depth at the defensive line, we've seen some good things, and we've seen a lot of guys getting out there, and we've been pretty doggone stout against the run.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not against the pass.
And Ty Simpson was just terrific today.
Was.
And took advantage of those incredibly talented wide receivers that he has. On third down, here's the handoff to Deere. Room off the left. He's to the 40, flag down. 45 to the 50, and he'll be pushed out of bounds by Ricardo Hallman, but there's a penalty marker way back near the line of scrimmage.
Bring her back.
Illegal formation on the offense. 5 or more in the backfield. It's a 5-yard penalty. It is third down.
Going back to Simpson, 24 of 29. And remember, 2 drops in there. 382 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I did not anticipate that. I mean, obviously, we weren't going to win if that happened. I think we always come in and try to, you know, you're a heavy dog, so you try to kind of figure what's the formula. And I give their offensive line a lot of credit. That they've been taking some heat. You know, you listen to that Florida State game, and you know, just talking to folks, it was a lot of heat there. And to their credit, I thought they protected Simpson really well early to let him get in that rhythm, and he never really got out of it.
Third down and 6 for the Tide at the Alabama 29-yard line. Mack to throw, looking under pressure, flush to his left, throws to the left, and it's incomplete. Broken up there. Ricardo Hallman getting in there. Pass intended for Rico Scott right at the marker, which is the 35-yard line. So Alabama forced to punt again. So Wisconsin still trying to get after it as best they can in the closing minutes of a lopsided game.
Yeah, what you're trying to do at this point is you obviously want to do as well as you can to finish, but this now is about next week. And understanding your Big Ten season is starting, you've taken it on the chin today. Now you want to try to build for next week.
Dowd on the punt. Henry is deep. The kick is away. Henry with the fair catch signal at the 30-yard line. And there was a little contact there, but it might have been from his own guy. So the Badgers starting at their 29, first and 10 with 3:31 remaining. Yeah, Maryland winning big today. It got tested a little bit last week with against Thomas Hammock's Northern Illinois team. It was a 20-9 win for the Terrapins last week. They're up 44-7 over Towson today. I'll tell you, the Terps have a really gifted quarterback, freshman quarterback by the name of Malik Washington. He's 16 of 22 today for 261 yards, but someone they believe that holds a ton of promise for them as Mike Loxley tries to get things fixed over there. And on first down, O'Neal will hand off to Darion Dupree over the right side across the 30-yard line and up to about the 32. He gets a couple. Loxley, he was very candid during the Big Ten media days in Las Vegas in July. He said, you know, we just lost the locker room because of the NIL world. Some guys making big money and other guys not making much. And they won just the one conference game, and that was in large part because of Billy Edwards leading a comeback win against USC.
Yeah, it's more and more difficult. You just have so many different variables that you have to work through, and that's why you need to win early in seasons.
Henry, slot left, motions right. Here's the handoff. Dupree across the 35-yard line. Dupree is driven back by Red Morgan out of the secondary at the 38-yard line, just shy of the first down, it looks like, with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. 38-14 Alabama.
Good effort there by Malman on the backside of that. A nice cut. Malman walled his guy down, allowing it to happen.
O'Neal on third down, hands off to Dupree, and he'll get the first down across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Xavier Mincy in there defensively, and that could get us to the two-minute timeout unless the Badgers want to up the tempo. They're at their own 41-yard line. I would think that they would not want to do that with now the game clock at 2:10, and O'Neal still has his team in the huddle. 2:05, and they're going to get this down to the two-minute timeouts, and there it is. So we'll take a break. 2 minutes remaining. Alabama 38, Wisconsin 14. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We want to thank our listeners for following the rapid support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the rapid support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. As Dixieland Delights plays here at Bryant-Denny Stadium, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's time to spotlight today's Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Oh, Vinny Anthony got the Badgers on the board, and he's a very promising player just with one catch today. But that 95-yard kick return was fun to watch.
I think you're always looking in these big games for your big-time players to step up, and especially when things have kind of hit rock bottom, which they did at that time. Alabama comes out in the second half, sets up a beautiful screen play. They go down and score on it. And Vinny Anthony said, I need to make a play, and he did, returning that kick. And in what was a day of not a ton of positive highlights, Vinny Anthony was probably the brightest of that group.
He was, and as you know, we were talking with Patrick too. The toughness of Danny O'Neill hanging in there. He made some mistakes, we know, but 11 of 17, 117 yards, and two picks. But the one touchdown to Jaden Ballard. So they waited until the two-minute timeout before they played Dixieland Delight here. They have their own lyrics that they sprinkle in.
That's cute.
It's well done.
It's a cute little deal.
It's well done.
Yeah.
Glad they finally played it. I was talking about it all this time. And it's the true fans out here, and it's like in the upper 80s now. It's sun beating down on fans here. Many have left, but many have stayed. For the 41 of Wisconsin, first and 10, as O'Neill under center pulls back, gives to Iacomelli up the left hash marks, and he'll get a yard or two to the 43-yard line of Wisconsin. Getting in there defensively for Alabama, QB Reese, redshirt freshman. Actually, the mark of the 44, second down and 7.
And it's nice to see Cade, you know, get some touches here. It was a lot of talk about that kind of that three-headed monster that we're looking at running back. And, you know, unfortunately, in these first 3 weeks, we haven't really unleashed that yet.
Just haven't had a ton of space, right? On second down, Grant Steck the tight end. Motions, lines up slot to the left. Kekahuna motions. He'll give it to him. End around. Tretch Kekahuna off the left side, and he is stoned. Xavier Mincy was right there at the 44-yard line. Third down and 7 for Wisconsin.
You know, and you could see coming into the game today, Grimes was really focusing on spreading the field, making Alabama cover 53 in a third. You know, the whole width of the field. And I'll say I think Alabama's done a very good job of doing that.
They really have. The big one with Georgia.